I tell you what, it's good to know that this ministry still has joy in the midst of all that's going on, that someone can still say praise Him till the shackles fall off. It is a sign that God is with you, that God is still covering this place. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for this amazing time that, Lord, we can break open the bread of life and to celebrate you, Lord, to praise you until the shackles fall off. In the midst of all that's going on in a world that's in turmoil, where we don't know whether to go to the right or to the left, but we know, God, that we seek all of our help from which cometh from the Lord. We call on you now. We utter a name that shutters all other names, that makes every door open, every door close, if it is God's will. The name is Jesus we call right now. Jesus. Jesus is the name we call. Father God, we ask for your spirit, your power, your glory to reign in this place. We want shackles to fall off today, Father God. We want blessings to come in, Father God. We want you, God, to reign, God, for everything that's on the hearts and minds of those that are here, God. We pray for them right now. We pray for a word from you that you bless now, God, like only you can. For there's no God like our God, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the below. We praise you, God. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, it is always again to see my mother who has not aged one bit. It's amazing. And I remember when that young lady there started playing over there. And you have not stopped. You haven't sang. I was surprised. His singing has gotten better. I mean, I think we're going to get an album. But where would we go right now? Looking at these days that we have right now, as the days are dark, and even just recently you said there was a death in this place. What do you do? Where would we find a word to kind of to wrap up everything that we're going through? Not only as a people, a community, but let's just talk about it as a world. How do we wrap it all up? And even as Father's Day is coming up too, for those of us who have our fathers and those of us who are fathers, I won't be here for that day, so let me just say Happy Father's Day. Let us find a word in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. It is a familiar verse, but I hope that I can bring some light to it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting at verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Hear these words in your hearing. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as for my forefathers did without ceasing. I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears. If you even had a pen, you could underline it. Being mindful of your tears, that you may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which you dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gifts of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. If I could put a title to the text for the short time here, I'm going to call this, If I Could. If I Could. If I Could. A preacher was once doing an amazing service. It could have been me, who asked everybody. He says, everybody loves the Lord. Raise your hand. Hey, does everybody want to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Who wants to go right now? Well, trust me, you're the only one. Everybody else's hand went straight down. Like, no, no, no. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. In 1996, Regina Bell came up with a song called If I Could. If I Could. I would protect you from the sadness in your eyes. If I could, I'd give you the courage in a world of compromise. If I could, but the part of life I gave you wasn't mine, so I have to watch you grow. But I want you to know, if I could, I'd capture every tear. As we transition, we come to one of the most sentimental texts in the book relating to Paul. Paul was many things, but one thing Paul was in this text is a man who's dying. And he has to tell his son, they're going to kill me in a little while. And I want you to know it's okay. How do you make peace with that which is unconscionable? How do you make peace in a world that will not let up? In our world, which seems there's always something going on. Then Paul would give us a word. Do men cry? Do men hurt? Do men have regrets? Do women cry? Do women hurt? Do you have regrets? If you could change something, would you? But there's some things you cannot change. My first point is this. God doesn't always bring miracles. Sometimes he gives you power to bear hard times. God doesn't always bring miracles. Sometimes he gives power to bear hard times. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, to my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, Jesus Christ. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience or as my forefathers without ceasing remembering you day and night, greatly desiring to see you, but remembering your tears. Here it is, Paul, and in Romans, Paul is a theologian. In Galatians, he's a defender. But in 2 Timothy, all he is a father who's dying and trying to explain to his son, you're not going to like this, but this is still going to happen. There will be no miracles. Sometimes miracles don't happen. Sometimes God gives you power to go through. How do you prepare for that which you're not ready for? Paul, first of all, Paul reflected. Sometimes when things are hard, sometimes you need to reflect. The Bible says, and when I come to remembrance of you, when I remembered you, I want to welcome somebody. Sometimes you just need to grab that photo album and go flip the pages. Sometimes you need to flip the pages, or for some of you, for my friend right here, flip through your phone and remember what you did a couple of years ago. Sometimes you need to remember. See, life is ugly, life is nasty, but you've had some good days. Can anyone say, yes, life is ugly, life is nasty, but has anyone can clap and say, I've had some good days too. Hey, I've had some good days. I've had some good days. Life at a point right now where we are in a nation, as the days are as dark as they are, as we're coming out of COVID, as we're trying to pivot, as we're looking at our race relations, George Floyd, I can't breathe, where we don't really know where our country's going. Sometimes we need to reflect. God has still been good to America. America is still God's country, amen? America is still God's country, amen? Can you clap to that? America is still God's country. Sometimes you have to remember, in verse 5 it says, when I call to remembrance. Sometimes you just got to remember, but not only do you need to remember, Paul would say, I pray for you. He says, I pray. And he says in verse 3, I thank God and I pray without ceasing. So remembering and praying, that's the two things every Christian can do. The two things every person can do. I don't care if you're saved. There are two things you can do. Pray and remember. You see, sometimes money doesn't work. Sometimes you don't have health. Sometimes you don't have time. Sometimes you don't have a phone. Remembering praying. Paul wanted to give this young man a gift, and if I can give you this gift too. If you could do a lot of things different, you would. But sometimes God doesn't allow you to go back and fix something. Sometimes he gives you the power to go through something. And my second point is really simple. In this life, tears are not optional. You will cry sometime. In this life, tears are not optional. You will cry sometimes. The Bible says, Paul said, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of the tears, that I may be filled with joy. If he could, he wouldn't let Timothy watch him be arrested, him be stoned to death and still survive, but still be arrested again. What is it like to see someone you love fall and get up? Eventually, you get tired of watching them fall, and eventually you get tired of seeing them get up. If Paul could, he wish he could have changed the rough spots. In this very text, most theologians think that Paul was writing Timothy because Timothy was going through depression. I mean, what is it like having someone who's an overachiever and no one likes them, no one cares to hear from them? What is it like to be a Christian and watch another Christian struggle time after time after time? What is it like to watch someone get sick and get cancer and then all of a sudden get well but get sick again? What is it like to see someone go up and down and up and down? Sometimes you would be depressed. 2 Timothy is a father trying to explain to his son, sometimes you will cry, but can I bless you? If you say amen, I will. Amen. Amen. I got a question for you. There's a little girl upstairs who's drawing right now, right? And most likely they got a crown. Have any of you ever had a crown that broke? You did. Let me ask you a question. Do broken crowns still color? Hey, somebody.
Yeah.
Do broken crowns still color?
Yeah.
Guess what? Broken people can be blessed too. If broken crowns can still color, then broken people can still be blessed and God can still use you. I don't care how broken you are. I don't care what's gone in your life in 2020 and 2021. If you are broken and you still want God to use you, I come to bring you good news. If you can praise God that I still want to be used by God. I still want God to be glorified. I still want, because in this very text, what Paul is really telling Timothy is something that someone needs to know. In your life, there's something you need to understand. You are going to have to give something that you can't give, that God does not really need. He doesn't want your money. He doesn't want your lip service. Guess what he really wants? You. All of you. There are three sacrifices in the Bible. In Genesis 22, there was Isaac. And Isaac, he gave his life. He trusted his father. He said, Father, you're going to sacrifice someone. You have the torch. You have the sword. But where's the lamb? Abraham said, the Lord will provide. But his father still put his son on an altar and was going to kill him. But the Bible says that there was a goat in the bush, or a ram in the bush for some. But nevertheless, he was a living sacrifice. Jesus Christ was a second sacrifice. Jesus says, Paul, John the Baptist says, behold the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. And Jesus went to the cross and he rose again. But he was a living sacrifice. But there's a third. And guess who that is? Take a wild guess. Look around and look down. That living sacrifice is you. Everything that you're going through in your life is helping you to be more like Christ. For Christ was a living sacrifice. Can you clap on that? Everything in your life is helping you to be more like Christ. Romans 8:29, for whom he foreknew, he predestined to conform in the image of his son, that we might be the firstborn among the brethren. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. But better than that, Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What if all this is to help you become more like God? The greatest tragedy in our life today is dying without a purpose. I'm giving you one now. That every day we live, that we want to be more like Christ. It was a story of a father who was having a bad time in his life and things were not going well. He had a little girl who was just, he thought she was off. He's going through stress and she's always smiling. 4 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden he hears this rattle. He's like, someone's in the house. He's going to get the bat. He's going to kill someone. And he's just going to bat. And all of a sudden, he comes out with the bat in the darkness. Whoever you are, I'm going to kill you. And the little girl starts laughing. It's me. It's me. It's me. He goes, what are you doing? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I've got to go to work tomorrow. I'm just dancing down in the dark. I'm learning it. I love dancing in the dark. And she's like smiling. And he's like, you are completely crazy. No, Dad, I'm just completely not afraid of the dark.
don't answer me that. Because you're afraid of the dark. What if God is using all this to make us not afraid of the dark? Someone, I want to know how to dance in the dark when things are bad. I want to be able to smile when things are not happy. I want to be able to say, I love God when things are going horrible. We've got to learn to dance in the dark. We have to. This is what this world is. This world is dark. There's no way around it. But is there anybody bold enough to say, I want to learn how to dance in the dark? Hey, somebody, I want to learn to do a beautiful waltz in the dark. Let me give you my last little point. You're going to have to choose how to face this world. You're going to have to face it with confidence or fear. The Bible says, I want to remind you, stir up the gifts. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Jesus prayed that one day that you all who are hearing this word, you will learn how to be able to represent him in the darkest day. There's got to be someone in this very room says, I will bless the Lord in spite of all things, that God is still good, that God is still great, and I love him. There's got to be someone. You see, John 14:6 says, and I pray, Father, that you'll give them a helper. This is what we're talking about. Something's happening in this text that Paul was saying, Timothy, stir up this gift. I know that I'm dying, but there's something I gave you. And everyone in this room, I don't care how bad 2020 was. I do not care how bad 2021 is. But I tell you what, if you are alive today, you had better be able to say, I'm going to bless God because he let me live to see this day. What am I talking about? I'm trying to remind someone, you are blessed. I'm trying to remind someone, you are blessed. I'm trying to remind someone, you are blessed. This is a message for someone to know. You are blessed. 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 No matter what's going on, you know how to dance in the dark. Let me tell you why. You are sealed. The Bible says, he says, Timothy, I need to remind you to stir up the gifts. What we're really talking about, if you are a child of God, you are sealed by God. You are sealed by God. God will keep us. God will fill us. God will protect us. God will never leave us. God looks over us. We don't need money. We don't need help. All we need is our God. We need nothing else. We don't even need people to like us. Hey, somebody. All of us know someone who doesn't like us, and we've done nothing to them. But our God keeps us. God has given someone in this room a promise. It's a simple promise. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, whoever believeth in him shall not perish. John 3:18. Whoever believeth in him shall not be condemned. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. What am I saying? To someone in this room, you are afraid of the dark, but the Bible, the whole Bible is telling you today, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of 2021. Do not be afraid. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. 2 Chronicles 20:15. Do not be afraid or dismayed because of the great multitude. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Acts 18:9. Do not be afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. God has given someone a gift today. Can you praise God for that? God's given me something. You see, someone in this room, they think you're a chicken. They think you're a wimp. They think that you're disheartened. They think you can't take this. But let me tell you this. If you are a child of God, you are stronger than they think, smarter than they think, and more blessed than they know. Come on, somebody. You, beloved,
You just need to remember what God promised you. Let's talk about the first one, the power. What is the power God gave you? To my mother, God gave you the power to survive. To survive. Has anyone survived anything today? Has anyone gone through cancer, diabetes, divorce, heartache? Have you survived anything? Do we have any survivors today? Can you praise God today? I survived. They didn't think you were going to make it, but you survived struggle, you survived pain, you survived financial issues, you survived life. What about love? That God gave you love. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7 says, "For love suffereth long and is kind and does not envy. Love does not parade itself." Has anyone in this room loved someone with no one loving you back? Hey, clap on that. I've loved somebody. I've loved some people. And they never loved me back. But I still love. I still love. Because guess what? I am love. I don't need my kids to love me. I don't need my neighbors to love me. I don't need anyone to love me because God loves me. God has given me His love, and His love is enough. I don't want you to like me if you don't like me. Amen. Because I love me. Better than that, God loves me. And the best thing is a sound mind. What is a sound mind? A sound mind is someone who's not chasing every ideal and every person and every thing that comes up, but is able to say, I am who I am and I ain't ashamed of it. I am who I am and I ain't ashamed of it. Can anyone clap on that? I got a sound mind. I am who I am and I am not ashamed of it. Philippians 2:5 would say, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation." That basically what he did is, I was able to lower myself. And this, I love the last verse, verse 11. "And every tongue and every knee shall bow because Jesus Christ is Lord." I am that I am, but I am a child of God. I am a child of God, and I'm not ashamed of it. I am a child of God. I am. And this is not only for Timothy, but it is for you to know that's God's will. That someone has to be light. Someone has to be light in these dark days. 2 Timothy is a declaration that even though I die, I need the torch to go to someone. I need the light to pass to someone else. Who can this light pass to in this room? If one Christian dies, will another one rise up? That's what this is about. Will you raise your hand to be next? Will you live and die for Christ? I need you to raise your hand. I need you to declare. Someone has got to be willing to live and die for Christ. There's a story of a butterfly and a bird and a woman in her house. Beautiful house. Not as nice as yours. Don't get me wrong. Beautiful house. Somehow a butterfly got in the house flying around. My brother, guess what happened? Butterfly was in the house. The woman was like, she thought it was cute. All of a sudden she heard this. And she's like, what in the world is going on? She thought it was a robber again. Guess what? She sees this robin. This robin. It's frantically hitting itself against the window, trying to get this butterfly. And this butterfly is just fluttering and fluttering. It doesn't know what to do. And the woman starts laughing because neither one of them knows what's going on. The robin is trying to get the butterfly, but it doesn't realize that there's a glass window there. The butterfly is trying to run, but it's stuck because there's a glass window there. And guess what? So you got two issues. One doesn't know what's protecting it, and one doesn't know what's keeping it safe. It's crazy. But guess what? That's you. You are sealed. I don't know why you're afraid. You are sealed. God has blessed you. God has covered you. Can you praise God on that? That I am sealed. Even if I get sick, even if something in my finances, God has sealed me. God has blessed me. God has promised me. You
are the butterfly, and life is the bird trying to get you. But it cannot. For Jesus died for this very day. Hear these words. God will keep you till the very end.
Amen.
You are God's children. You are God's chosen. You are His. And I need you to praise God that God died on the cross for me, that He was crucified for me. But better than that, He rose for me. He rose. Come on, sir. He rose for me. He rose for me.
Would you mind standing? Because I'm done now. We open up the doors of the church now. If I could, I'd like to change everything that's hurting you. I can't. But I know someone who can. So I open up the doors of the church. For someone, it has not been easy. Can we pray about it? It's easy to smile when everyone's there, and then cry when everyone leaves. But has anyone ever said, let us pray about the pain? Let us pray. The house of God, God's people, our strength is in our numbers, but our strength is really in our prayer. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Can we pray? Can we pray for our nation? Can we pray for our children? Can we pray for our loved ones? Can we pray? Is there anyone who wants to pray? Can we pray for salvation? Whatever it is going on. See, you won't be able to run this time because God told me you need someone to pray for you. Can we pray now? Would you mind coming up and let's pray? Can we pray together? Is there one person who wants to pray for our nation? Pray for our loved ones. Is there one? Can we pray? Can we pray? If our nation does not pray, we are done. It is over. We will. You have to grab somebody's hand today. I tell you what. Don't ever let the Baptists come in. Those are the worst people in the world. I can't stand them. I tell you, I. You know, no, I'm sorry. You have to get a hand up. All right. God, they're the worst people. They try to bring you food. They don't eat goodwill. I mean, no, they haven't given me meatloaf from you. I swear to God. Oh, Jesus.
Might not like you.
Something or someone to pray for as long as you have breath in your body. And that's God's will. But we can pray that God give you strength to bear your cross, whatever that is. It may not seem fair, but in the whole scheme of things, it is that God chose you for this. Chosen is what you are.
chosen for this time, for this cross, to be a blessing. A woman was in a cancer ward, and she asked the preacher, why am I here? And he says, should there be no faith on the cancer ward? Should there be no faith on the cancer ward? She goes, I'm upset. She says, because God asks you to be a representative on the cancer ward. You're mad. Wherever you are, you've been chosen to represent the kingdom. Represent. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. For I pray, God, that this word is found good soil. I pray, God, for those who are going through, for much is given, much is required. And God, the pains of this world, God, it'll make you fall to your knees and you cry and you cry and you cry and you wonder why. But today, Father God, we declare, God, we declare whatever you decide for our life, God, we are yours. We belong to you, God. We are your servants, God. We are your slaves. We belong to you, God. Whatever you desire, God, all we ask for right now is for strength and power, God, to bear that which we have to bear. God, give us the strength and the wisdom to understand and not to get angry with this journey that we're on and not to be frustrated. God, but give us the eyes and the ears that you have to love without having a motive. God, give us the heart and the passion to just give and not want anything in return. God, bless us to be more like you. That's what this whole thing is. That our greatest gift is to be and to become like you. So we pray this. We pray for everything that's under this roof, every issue, every problem, every illness, everything that is on the minds and hearts of these amazing people, the children of God. We seek God now, not to make it go away, but to give us strength to bear it, that we'll have a testimony, that we'll be able to encourage others. You can bear this, and they'll say, how? And we'll be able to say, because we did. We bore the same thing. Should Christ bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for me and for everyone in this circle. We don't ask it to be removed. We ask for the power to bear it, the strength and the wisdom. Someone will see Christ in our struggle. That Christ will be seen no matter what happens. That Christ has to be seen. And men and women will come to him. Not because of our word, but because of our life is a reflection of you, Jesus. We are your living testimonies, and we pray now that we be reminded and rekindled to live a life worthy of the calling, Christian. Bless us now. Keep us now. For this is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed. Blessed. For every struggle, for every pain, for everything, blessed. No matter what it is, God has selected you. You are not cursed. You are blessed. You are a walking, talking testimony of God's power.
Hallelujah.
And we praise God for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.